U.S. and Ukraine sign long-awaited natural resources deal, date modified colon 2025-05-01T02:40:06.534Z, description colon the White House has been pushing for the agreement as a prerequisite for further military assistance. Comma dot, U.S. and Ukraine sign long-awaited natural resources deal, 7 days ago, save, Bernd D. Busman Jr. BBC News. Washington, D.C., Tom Bateman, U.S. State Department correspondent, save, U.S. Department of the Treasury, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, L., and Ukraine's first Deputy Prime Minister Yulia Svyrydenko, R., sign the natural resources deal. The U.S. has signed a deal with Kyiv to share profits from the future sale of Ukraine's mineral and energy reserves, after months of tense negotiations. The deal aims to provide an economic incentive for the U.S. to continue to invest in Ukraine's defense and reconstruction, as well as to address Washington's concerns over the amount of aid it has already contributed. Ukraine is believed to have vast reserves of critical minerals like graphite, titanium, and lithium. They are highly sought after because of their use in renewable energy, military technology, and infrastructure. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said it showed both sides were committed to lasting peace and prosperity in Ukraine. The deal will also see the establishment of an investment fund to spur Ukraine's economic recovery from the war. According to the statement from the U.S. Treasury on Wednesday afternoon, the newly created US Ukraine Reconstruction Investment Fund recognizes the significant financial and material support the U.S. has given Ukraine since Russia invaded in February 2022. The U.S. Treasury Secretary said in a video statement that the deal would help unlock Ukraine's growth assets. The language of the announcement shows much more solidarity with Ukraine than is usual for the Trump administration. It refers to Russia's full-scale invasion and adds that no state or person who financed or supplied the Russian war machine will be allowed to benefit from the reconstruction of Ukraine. The Kremlin has not yet responded to the agreement. 7 key takeaways from the US-Ukraine agreement. Watch, U.S. signs historic natural resources deal with Ukraine, says Scott Bessent for Kyiv. It is seen as essential to accessing U.S. military aid. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Yulia Svyrydenko, who flew to Washington to ink the deal on Wednesday, said in a post on X that the new fund would attract global investment into our country. Listing the deal's provisions, she said it would involve projects in minerals, oil, and gas, although the resources would remain the property of Ukraine. The partnership will be equal, on a 50-50 basis, she added, and must be ratified by lawmakers in Kyiv. Under the deal, the U.S. would contribute new assistance to Kyiv, she added, including, for example, air defense systems. President Donald Trump has repeatedly pushed for the agreement as a prerequisite to offering any future security guarantees to Kyiv. Crucially, the draft of the deal indicates Ukraine will be giving Washington access to some of its natural resources in return for future U.S. security assistance. But that is significantly less than what Trump had wanted, which was to get paid back for all U.S. military aid given since the start of the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has managed to eke out some concessions from Washington. The deal was delayed after U.S. authorities said Kyiv was trying to make last-minute changes. On Wednesday afternoon, a U.S. source familiar with the talks criticized Ukraine for seeking to reopen some terms that had apparently been finalized over the weekend. The source said sticking points had included governance of the fund, issues with transparency, and steps to ensure that all funds would be fully traceable. Technical documents were signed last week by representatives of both countries, EPA, Trump and Zelensky spoke on the sidelines of Pope Francis' funeral. The initial agreement was due to be signed in February, but fell apart following a heated exchange at the White House when Trump accused Zelensky of gambling with World War III. The breakthrough comes days after Trump and Zelensky held a face-to-face meeting on the sidelines of Pope Francis' funeral, and as talks between Moscow and Washington over a possible ceasefire in Ukraine grind on. Phoning into the News Nation network on Wednesday evening, Trump said he had pressed Zelensky at Vatican City to seal the deal. I was telling him that it's a very good thing if we can produce a deal that you sign it, he said, because Russia is much bigger and much stronger. Russia is just chugging forward. The U.S. president said the deal would recuperate the multi-billion dollar U.S. assistance to Ukraine since the war began and much more in theory. So I went to them and said, look, we got to get rare earth. They have great rare earth, meaning certain minerals, materials, said Trump. They have things that a lot of places don't have. It's a big asset that they have. The agreement comes amid a U.S. trade war with China, where 90% of the world's current rare earth stocks are sourced. What minerals does Ukraine have and what are they used for? War in Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky, Donald Trump, United States, Ukraine.